KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
87 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It is your Thursday, almost to your weekend. We're glad you're with us here. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios. 87 degrees right now, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Our top local stories. Another day, another arrest for child sexual assault. Coming up, why Reno police say who they nabbed in a child sexting. Why he did it, a Reno man who filed an ethics complaint against Governor Lombardo over a traffic stop speaks out.
I don't want him to use his name in this way or in any other way again.
On the way, why this man says the law is on his side, and a new poll shows both candidates for Nevada governor running neck and neck. On the way, who did the poll and what it could mean. These stories and more on the KKFT News and Noon. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And now with more, let's say good afternoon. Good afternoon to Jerry.
Hey, thank you, Greg, and a good afternoon and a jolly good day to you as well. It's July 23rd, Thursday. You miss Greg. You can see the weekend from here. And I can see it from almost from here in Carson City. Got some stories today. DHS claims thousands of illegals are registered to vote in Nevada. Couple of sex offenders east of Reno arrested. A body found near Fernley last year is positively identified. And in the Keystone CPA's new news daily poll, we've got some good votes for the Nevada DMV. We talked about problems with people having registration problems or even getting appointments in time and then facing a fine because you didn't get your car registered in time. Not to the person's fault, but the DMV's fault. And so far, horrible, 60%. That's what most of you out there think of the Nevada DMV. Bad, 27%, but there are 13% of you out there that think that the DMV is good. Zero votes for fantastic so far. We'll keep you updated on that. And again, you can always text your comments to the Noon News at 775-884-9910. It's 1208. Back to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. And it is our top local story. And we begin with Firewatch, but it is good news on the Biscar Fire. Burning northeast of Susanville, containment now sits at 42%. That's up significantly. The size of the fire burning in Lassen and far northwest Washoe County still sits at almost 70,000 acres. Well, he tried but failed to proposition someone he thought was a Reno teen for sex.
During the investigation, detectives developed evidence that the suspect allegedly believed he was communicating with a 16-year-old girl. Detectives allege he sought sexual acts in exchange for money and discussed transporting and sexually exploiting the child for profit.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio
arrested Vito Stone, 43 years old. Charges: soliciting a child for prostitution, attempted sex trafficking of a child, attempted use or permitting a minor for sexual portrayal, and attempted abuse of a child for sexual exploitation.
Meantime, we now know who was found dead in a Fernley field back in January. Investigators say the remains are those of Ronald John Litley. The Fernley man went missing back in 2022. Now, at the time, friends and family were worried about his mental health and requested a welfare check. Investigators thought he just left his home on foot. He was never seen again. Lyon County sheriffs and multiple agencies used DNA and other methods to confirm the identity of the remains. Well, speaking out, a Reno man who filed an ethics complaint over a traffic stop gone viral that involved Governor Lombardo says he just didn't like what he saw.
What also stood out to me was that he used his name, which was pretty shocking to me, and that the officer was just blatantly interrupted. He wasn't able to, like, talk to Lombardo.
Zachary Miller says the law is pretty clear here.
What also stood out to me was that he used his name, which was pretty shocking to me.
A public officer, that, you know, can't.
The officer was just there positionally interrupted over someone who they'd worked.
He wasn't even in the same sort of situation.
And he adds he's taking it personally.
It feels so awful to have him get away with this and for him not to take accountability for these sort of actions. Because, you know, this is just one instance of him throwing his name out.
Meantime, the Lombardo campaign had no comment on the ethics complaint. Meantime, another viral image of a Lombardo campaign sign, this one in Las Vegas, is attracting some law enforcement attention.
The photo shows the defaced campaign sign on a wall at the top of a rocky slope along the 215 near Flamingo. It appears to show six people from both Metro and the Clark County Fire Department using a ladder to dust the sign for fingerprints where a vandal posted the words, "Come on, man."
Darcy Spears with KTNV-TV in Las Vegas. On that note, FM News Talk Election Center 2026 and a new poll commissioned by Democrats shows a tie in the race for governor. The poll of nearly 560 Nevadans shows that both candidates have 44%. Republican Lombardo has an unfavorability rating of 45%. His Democratic challenger, Attorney General Aaron Ford, is sitting at 33% unfavorable. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neff. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Thank you. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is alleging there may be more than 15,000 non-citizens registered to vote in Nevada. DHS said it found 8,576 Nevada registrants for whom the name, date of birth, address, and social security number match a non-citizen in its files. You heard that right. Social security number matching a non-citizen in its files. Department Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen urged the state to work with his staff on identity verification, said they're willing to provide the name, or the state with immigration records, rather, to help with the process. The letter asked for a response by the end of the month here, or almost, July 30th. And Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar, a Democrat, called that letter another attempt to cast doubt on elections. Aguilar also said these numbers are wildly speculative at best, and the Department of Homeland Security hasn't shared anything that backs that up, quote unquote. Mullen threatened officials with fines or even prison time if they failed to comply with federal orders. He added that DHS would work to make our security enhancements mandatory and to withhold federal election security grants until state officials take steps the administration has demanded. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office Sex Offender Task Force arrested a Silver Springs man and a Fernley man who were out of compliance with Nevada's sex offender registration requirements. 69-year-old Silver Springs resident Jeffrey Martin, a Tier 3 registered sex offender who was known to be out of compliance with his registration requirement, was arrested, booked on one felony count of violation, was Jeffrey Martin, and another sex offender living in a vehicle near Walmart was arrested in Fernley. Matthew Ryan Villafan, a registered sex offender who failed to register the vehicle he was living in as well. And again, he was living near Walmart. Bats with rabies are being caught in Nevada. I'll get you that story here in just a bit. It is time to take a look at traffic, 12:15.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
In Fernley, they're working a non-injury collision right now on Highway 50A, right near Lyon Mile Marker 9 in front of the Reno-Fernley Raceway. We had a fatal collision there on Monday, so please watch yourself as you pass by that area. Otherwise, in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Uerrington, and around the lake, we are doing A-OK. Just remember to slow down in construction zones. It's just the right thing to do. It is 87 degrees almost everywhere. It's 87 in Sparks, in Carson City, and Smith Valley. South Lake Tahoe, however, it's 77 degrees. Here's a look at your forecast.
Fairly typical July weather for this Thursday. Temperatures well into the 90s, 96 in Sparks, 98 in Reno tomorrow. Could see a 100-degree reading here and there for Friday. It's sandal season, and a proper fit's loaded with stylish comfort sandals from your favorites, Birkenstock, Allegria, Atrex, Taos Echo, Dansko, and more. Wear them today at proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Guy Benson coming your way at 1 o'clock after the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
99.1 FM Talk.
ABC News. You're the entertainment for morons.
Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network.
A cure for fake news syndrome.
ABC is the worst newscast of any newscast by far.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business.
ABC News, please.
99.1 and 92.3 FM News. Talk. Truth. Truth.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
It's a big threat to casino sportsbooks, so Mark Amaday is asking Congress to act. I'm John Potter for the new news. Congressman Amaday and Stephen Horsford are introducing a bipartisan bill today to ban sports betting on prediction markets. They are popular. They made up over a fourth of all sports betting during the World Cup, and casino sportsbook betting on the last Super Bowl declined. Amaday and Horsford's bill would also ban casino games on apps like Kalshi and Poly Market, which are not regulated by Nevada Gaming and do not pay state gaming taxes. Their Prediction Markets Are Gambling Act would essentially end competition with Nevada casinos, which bring in over a third of the state's total revenue, which of course funds schools, roads, and other essentials. No surprise that unions are backing the bill. The congressmen also say that bettors on prediction market sites are not protected without state regulation. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk Time, 1220. If you're just checking in, it's the three big things you need to know. Number one, a new poll shows Governor Lombardo and Democratic challenger Aaron Ford tied for this upcoming November election. The poll was commissioned by Democrats. Take that what it's worth. Number two, the Biscar fire burning in both Lassen and far northwest Washoe County is at 42% containment. It's charred close to 70,000 acres. And number three, a Reno man under arrest for trying to solicit sex from someone he thought was an underage teen. turned out to be a police detective. It is our top national story. Saudi Arabia joining the Abraham Accords and thus opening formal diplomatic relations with Israel is now the required price of admission for the U.S. to sign off on a civilian nuclear deal.
President Trump links Saudi Arabia establishing diplomatic ties with Israel as part of a civilian nuclear development agreement announced earlier this week. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the president's social media post should not come as a surprise.
The president has spoken directly with the Saudis about this in numerous conversations in the past, and the administration will continue to engage in those conversations.
The Abraham Accords were established during President Trump's first term, expanding the number of Arab and Muslim majority nations opening up diplomatic ties with Israel. Saudi Arabia has said joining would only come with the establishment of a Palestinian state. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:21. Now let's head back to Jerry with more.
Thank you. And say that again. What exactly is that?
Nimrod's in the news.
Nimrod's in the news. That could be the title of this story, or you can't make this stuff up. Supporters of the old Nevada prison on 5th Street are increasing activities on the property. And one of the outreach programs, a speaker series on the prison, the upcoming program had to be canceled due to the speaker being arrested. Sean Vassar was going to speak on the perspective from being on the inside. He had been an inmate at one time, and he may be again after busting parole in Genoa last week. Nimrod's in the news. And as we reported yesterday, here's a follow-up, a big turnout in Prim for the reopening of the casino and the town. The Prim family sold the border community to Terrible's Gaming, keeping about 300 workers on the job. A brief closure during the transition period ended yesterday, but again, reports are that it was a good turnout yesterday. Bats captured in Lyon, White Pine, and Clark counties have tested positive for rabies, prompting a reminder from the Nevada Ag Department for residents to protect themselves and their pets. State vet Dr. Peter Rolfe says keeping pets up to date on vaccines is the best way to protect animals and the people around them. Nevada law requires dogs, cats, and ferrets to be vaccinated against rabies. Vaccines are also available for certain livestock species. Suspected rabies exposure or cases in animals should be reported to the NDA Animal Disease Laboratory. And the phone number, 775-353-3709. Air quality should remain pretty good for the next couple of days as the weather warms up. The Biscar fire acreage burned pretty much the same as yesterday, containment at about 10%. Traffic and the weather ahead. Together, it's 12:24.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
They're still working a non-injury collision just south of Fernley, right in front of the raceway on Highway 50A at Lyon Mile Marker 9. Otherwise, in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, around the lake, we're doing A-OK. But I want to remind you, there's a whole bunch of road work in Carson City, especially on Roop between 5th and Musser. It's closed until about 5 p.m. today. They're doing some sewer replacements in there. Looking at your temperatures, it is 87 degrees in Reno, 89 in Dayton, 88 in Yerington, 75 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
The statistics say this is a fairly typical July day. Mid-90s with overnight lows in the low to mid-60s. We're going to see a little bump tomorrow, closer to 100 than 95 in most locations. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports. Personalized service too, proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. This afternoon at 3, Lars Larson, FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Character is like a tree, and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. The shade of a tree is a joy in the summer, but for refreshing cool air in your home or office, call the company with an Honest Abe reputation at 359-1985. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
Grab your clubs and swing into action at the Carson City Moose Lodge Golf for Charity Tournament, Saturday, July 25th at Empire Ranch. $85 per golfer for this all-comers scramble includes lunch, prizes, and a great day for a great cause. Go to eventbrite.com and search Golf for Charity to make your reservations today. Carson City Moose Lodge Golf for Charity Tournament, sponsored by Monarch Direct. If you can think it, they can ink it.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Our region's representative in the state Little League tournament is the Reno National All-Stars. The league covers west central Reno, south of I-80, west of Virginia, northwest of McCarran, taking on Elko at 5:30 today. There's competition at the Douglas County Fairgrounds this weekend. It is the first annual Gardnerville Rancher Days. Team branding, along with the rodeo, mutton busting too. Game three of the Aces series with Tacoma is today. The Aces won yesterday 10-1. Tacoma won the opener 9-7. I'm Craig Swope of Sports, the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And if you are just checking in, 88 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Glad you're with us here. I'm Greg Nift. Well, Shakespeare asks, what's in a name if you are the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, which goes by EDON? A lot, it seems. The agency unveiled its new brand name in Reno this morning, the rebranded name Northern Nevada Now. Okay. Officials say it should help the organization resonate better outside the region and bring more economic development wins home. Well, it's the parasite that causes explosive diarrhea, and it's in Washoe County. A Northern Nevada man in his 70s was confirmed to have contracted a case of cyclosporiasis Tuesday. Details of that not being released, but the exposure to the parasite did happen here in Washoe County. A candidate for California governor now focusing his campaign on voters unhappy with President Trump. Republican Steve Hilton, who is a former Fox News host, calls himself a problem solver, and he wants to help make California more affordable. And word
on the shortest days of the year, Los Angeles wouldn't see the sun.
And actually, we'll hear from that coming up later. A new ad says you don't have to like Trump or become a Republican. Just ask if voting the same way will change anything. TV ads are coming out this week as well. This comes as a recent poll found that 61% of likely California voters support Democrat Javier Becerra, while 36% do support Hilton. Other polls show many voters think California is heading in the wrong direction. That's a group that Hilton hopes to win over. Well, two people in the hospital after a rollover crash along I-80 east of Fernley. This happened around 5:30 this morning. One victim had to be flown to Renown. Another was taken by ambulance. Well, California officials are warning people to watch out for rattlesnakes.
That comes after a 3-year-old girl was bitten by a rattlesnake that was under an Amazon package outside her Santa Clarita home. Experts say warmer weather this spring has led to more snake bites, including 3 deaths across the state. Health officials urge anyone bitten by a rattlesnake to get emergency help right away, stay still, and avoid home remedies. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. We're coming up on 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News. News, I'm John Saucier. The federal government is funded until the end of September. The House has already passed a stopgap measure that would give funding until early December. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump supports this funding bill.
This president in this White House wants the government to remain open, unlike the Democrats in this town who have been acting as obstructionists.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking about the House of Representatives passing a war powers resolution to try and stop the war against Iran. She says the measure is a clear message to lawmakers on both sides.
This is a message that of both the depravity and wrongheadedness of going into Iran, upending the global economy, and also a complete lack of focus on the needs of working class America.
Four Republicans broke ranks to vote with Democrats in support of this resolution, which can be vetoed by the president. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 12:31 right here on the news at noon. If you're just checking in, it is our top local story. It's good news on the Biscar fire burning northeast of Susanville. Containment now sits at 42%. The size of the fire burning in Lassen County and far northwest Washoe County still sits at almost 70,000 acres. Well, he tried but failed to proposition someone he thought was a Reno teenager for sex.
During the investigation, detectives developed evidence that the suspect allegedly believed he was communicating with a 16-year-old girl. Detectives allege he sought sexual acts in exchange for money and discussed transporting and sexually exploiting the child for profit.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio.
Arrested, Vito Stone, 43 years old. Charges, soliciting a child for prostitution, attempted sex trafficking of a child, attempted use or permitting a minor for sexual portrayal, and attempted abuse of a child for sexual exploitation.
And Reno Police remind you that if you have a child, nobody who's not related to that child who is an adult should be speaking to your child, just saying. Microsoft experiencing widespread outages. The problem is impacting Microsoft 365, Teams, and Outlook, but users are also saying that Microsoft's Azure cloud services, Microsoft AI Copilot, and Xbox are also on the fritz. In a post, Microsoft said it's investigating the issue, citing possible problems with a recent network configuration change. The company says it's actively working to fix the problem. Well, everybody's worried about AI data centers, it seems, and President Trump is announcing a commitment from major utilities and companies that consumers will not bear the extra electricity costs of AI data center expansions across the U.S. He spoke at the EPA headquarters today.
Under this groundbreaking plan, America's largest tech companies have formally committed to fund or build all energy infrastructure required to meet the demand they are placing on the grid.
And he calls that the Ratepayer Protection Pledge. We mentioned that Cyclosporiasis is in Washoe County now. Taco Bell now selling lettuce-free enchiladas for a dollar as it deals with some slumping sales after it was linked to that explosive diarrhea parasite.
On its social media accounts, the fast food giant says the deal is for those who've been riding with us and just to show how much we appreciate you. Taco Bell has taken a significant hit after officials linked the cyclosporiasis outbreak to lettuce served at the chain. Placer AI says foot traffic to U.S. locations is down nearly 19%. I'm Michael Kastner.
FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
If you were injured due to an unsafe condition of property,
legal recourse may be available. Here's Joe Yates of Yates Law.
Injuries don't just happen on the highway. They often happen because property owners fail to keep their property safe. At Yates Law, we handle premises liability claims involving businesses, private property, and public places, including schools, parks, and airports. If unsafe conditions caused your injury, you may have a claim, but time is limited. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401.
FM Top Weather. Another day of temperatures a little bit above the seasonal average, but the dry air going to see more comfortable conditions by the weekend and low 90s by early next week. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports, personalized service too. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
Progress today on the massive Biscar wildland fire northeast of Susanville. I'm John Potter for the noon news. This morning, containment went from 5 to 42%. Big air tankers are stopping the fire's movement further east in Nevada. But fire weather is back with hot temperatures and low humidity, and gusty winds return there tomorrow. There's still an evacuation warning out around Route 447 north of Gerlach. About 110 square miles burned, including agricultural and critical wildlife habitat around 395. There's also a fire on the south end of 395. That's the Rock Fire, burning just southwest of Big Pine, California. Over 18 square miles burned, 15% contained. And after 12 days, the Elephant Fire west of Hallelujah Junction is now 92% contained. 22 square miles of grass, brush, and timber burned. No cause has been determined yet. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are plunging on new concerns about the amount of money companies are spending on AI and technology. The Mag 7 tech stocks have collectively lost over $888 billion as of midday trading. It's the biggest one-day market cap decline for those names since the tariff turmoil of April 2025. Shares of Alphabet are falling over 6%. The Google parent delivered a blockbuster earnings report, but announced plans to raise its capital spending forecast for this year, spooking investors. And shares of Tesla are plunging 13% after the EV maker posted weaker than expected second quarter earnings, and its free cash flow turned negative during the period. And shares of Cleveland Cliffs are surging 17% in a down market after the steelmaker forecast that profits in the back half of the year will be the strongest in 5 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
And it is time right now on the News at Noon. Glad you're with us here. My name is Greg Neft, and this is it's time for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosba from Keystone CPAs joining us here in studio. A very good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Glad you're with us here. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Brent crude going over $100 a barrel in just a second. But first, there's a very important deadline coming up. The one thing that I've learned from you, and I've learned a lot, actually, but the one thing that I've learned from you is that April 15th is not the only tax deadline. There's another one coming up in just a few days, as a matter of fact. Tell us which one.
That's absolutely correct. So a lot of people forget, business owners, that their personal property tax declaration is due July 31st. So that's where all your chairs, tangible personal property, have to be reported to the county in which you live in the great state of Nevada. Yeah, there is a one-month, automatic one-month extension. You go to online, log into your account, your personal property account. You can just click a button, get a 30-day extension. Gray, I'll tell you, the thing that most people are unaware is that they're overpaying their personal property tax. If you have any significant amount of assets, you're paying personal property tax on, we can do a scrub of those assets. Either assets, you know, that 1986 server, It doesn't exist anymore, Greg. It's gone. a ghost.
They still have those running?
Right. Yeah. But there's no reason to take it off your federal tax return, right? Sure. It's fully depreciated. Nobody thinks about it. They just add. I see this all the time when I'm selling businesses. Do you really have it? Like, no, I got rid of that years ago. Of course. So they get it off the, because there's a residual that you pay property tax on. Maybe cents today, make big dollars tomorrow annually as you pay that. The other thing is you're not required to include sales tax on that. So you buy a $10,000 piece of equipment, there's going to be $700, $800 of tax on that. You have to pay tax on the tax. So it's a constitutional thing. So, you know, if your personal property declaration equals your depreciation that you have on your federal tax return, you're overpaying, which I appreciate people's patriotic duty. I mean, the government has needs, Greg.
Oh, yes, very much so. We see that every single day in the news. So I got to ask you, and you mentioned this automatic extension, the IRS, scary people. We all know that. How much of a devil are the county tax people? Oh, I'd just like to know.
It's a wolf in sheep's clothing, Greg. So I would say this, right? You call up the county. I have a question. Right. And they're very polite, but they do not like people like me defending clients. OK, because they could basically exert their will on these people. And what are they going to do? How are you going to know?
Right.
So using a tax professional, obviously highly recommended. The other thing, you know, that is interesting, Greg, as you mentioned it, the county now is outsourcing their audit function.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. And they get paid a percentage of everything they find. I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah. So you all of a sudden you get a bill out of nowhere. Oh, here, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Do you think that the auditor is looking independently on it? Of course not, because they get paid if they rake up money for the county and state. So if you get those, make sure you get one of those notices saying, hey, we've been hired by the state to make sure that, call me immediately. It's a problem.
Competency. It's fantastic. Moving right along here. So, let's talk a little bit about this $100 a barrel oil. Gas prices, they're soaring again. Are you worried? I mean, this economy has been resilient. Lord knows, you know, consumers are still spending, thank goodness. And we need that. Do you think that's going to stop anytime soon?
You know, it all depends on if President Trump can play nice in the sandbox with Iran and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, I think this is just a whole bunch of gamesmanship. And you know, if you know, like I growing up, Greg, some of my best friends, we always settled things. We got in a fist fight. So we're in a fist fight with Iran right now, and there's collateral damage. It's temporary. Things are going to go back to the norm eventually. Just when is that? Who knows? That's why you never spend all your money, because you don't want to be short at the pump.
No.
That's a real drag.
It truly is, especially if you're out in the middle of nowhere and need to be somewhere. You need some gas. Okay, so what's it going to take? How high does oil have to go for there to be an impact? 150, 170? I mean, what's your bet?
You know, I don't think that has anything to do with it, Greg. I think this is just President Trump puffing his chest, saying, I didn't get what I want. Iran saying, we're a sovereign state. I get to do what I want. Eventually, the United States is going to win this battle.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, we have enough missiles. We have enough missiles. We keep lobbing them in.
There is no missile gap, at least when it comes to Iran. All right, Mike Bosma, of course, he wants to help you out. July 31st, very important deadline coming up. If you're a business in Washoe County, Mike would love to hear from you in case you're worried about that. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Keystone CPAs will give you a free 1 hour consultation. Today's moment with Mike Bosma. Mike, we will talk again tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it, Greg.
As do I. 12:43 right here on the news at noon.
Well, a controversial proposal by NV Energy to alter how residential customers are billed for electricity has drawn some sharp opposition from consumer advocates and Nevada's top legal officials. The fight centers on the utility, their push to institute a daily demand charge, in quotations, on residential electric bills, simultaneously running an air conditioner, a clothes dryer, and an oven for 15 minutes could trigger a massive monthly surcharge under the model, according to consumer advocacy briefs. And I don't know, I have to plead the fifth here, if NV Energy, they do charge for a delivery, quote unquote, for homes and the main residences, your main residence in Nevada. I can remember it was over 20 years ago in Bangor that Bangor Hydro was the utility company. They've since merged with another, but they charged a delivery fee. In other words, you got power lines. The power lines come to your vacation home. You're going to get charged whether you use it or not. You can turn off the breaker at the house, use absolutely no energy whatsoever, but you pay a monthly fee for that, in quotes again, delivery charge. And apparently, NV Energy does that as well. Hot August Nights. All things hot rods and classic vehicles kicks off tomorrow in Virginia City. In Gardnerville, the first annual Rancher Days will be celebrating pre-automobile transportation at the fairgrounds. And it's a big swimming pool. It's a great location. And work is finally done at the Bowers Mansion Pool, and it reopens this Saturday. That's in Washoe Valley. Want to read up on the Bowers before you go there? Great book, City of Illusion, by Vardis Fisher, about Sandy and Ellie Bower. The Rags to Riches, Back to Rags story of the Bowers is available at bookstores if you can find it. It's out of print, but it is a rare and a great book to read about Virginia City itself. John Mackey, also in the book, and the Bowers. FM News Talk time is 12:45.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
A little bit of good news out of Fernley. They have cleared up that non-injury collision on Highway 50A, and traffic is moving through there just fine. Likewise in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Yarrington, and around the lake. Speaking of the lake, however, there is a bunch of road work to consider. They are repaving parts of Highway 50 between Spooner Summit and the California state line. Expect delays and lane closures. Let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home with a $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or in Reno? Only 99 greenbacks at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 90 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Wellington, 89 in Minden, 76 in Incline Village. Here's your weather forecast.
Fairly typical July weather for this Thursday. Temperatures well into the 90s, 96 in Sparks, 98 in Reno tomorrow. Could see a 100-degree reading here and there for Friday. It's sandal season, and a proper fit's loaded with stylish comfort sandals from your favorites, Birkenstock, Allegria, Atrex, Tao, Seco, Dansko, and more. Wear them today at proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Guy Benson coming your way at 1 o'clock after the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Do you drive a car before buying it? Why would you buy a gun without shooting it?
Do you go to a plumber to learn firearms or self-defense? Why would you go to someone who just read a book and decided to become an instructor? At RAC, we specialize in all aspects of self-defense, firearms, knives, and hand-to-hand combat.
At RAC, you can rent a gun before you buy it, take a $67 CCW or a $47 renewal class, and both come with a free month at Reno Academy of Combat.
We're the only one-stop shop that will save your life when it really counts.
RAC Guns and Ammo, 1410 East Prater Way.
On tomorrow's edition of The Guy Benson Show.
The DOJ gives New Jersey 5 days to hand over voter data after non-citizen registration scandal. GOP New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew weighs in. Plus, former ICE Director Jonathan Fahey and criminal defense attorney David Gelman.
To hear that and more, tune in for tomorrow's Guy Benson Show here on the radio or later as a podcast at GuyBensonShow.com. Join me on your drive, at work, online, or wherever you listen. On Nevada's News Talk, 99.1, or in Lyon County, 92.3 FM.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Further Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
Well, you've heard of gas-powered cars, certainly, and you've heard of electric vehicles. Well, now, how about a hydrogen-powered car? It's under development. It's drawing some attention for its ambitious performance claims.
MSN reports French-Moroccan startup Namex has developed a hydrogen utility vehicle that could travel up to 932 miles on a single fill-up and refuel in as little as 5 seconds using a hydrogen cartridge system. Developers say the vehicle is designed as an alternative to both gasoline and battery-powered cars, producing only water vapor emissions. Supporters say innovations like this could play a growing role in the future of clean transportation. I'm at Mattinson.
Well, nobody likes them, but they sure have to scratch them. This is the time of year when mosquitoes love to bite, but you can reduce the risk.
Step one, according to the New Jersey Health Department, is to get rid of standing water in your yard in bird baths, pet bowls, pool covers, empty flower pots, buckets, and yes, watering cans. Step two, according to the EPA, is to wear long sleeve shirts and pants when outdoors and stay inside during peak mosquito hours, dawn and dusk. Mosquito repellent containing DEET is highly recommended for exposed skin. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
FM News Talk Time, 1251.
KKFT. Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. Sports.
Reno Aces got RBIs from 7 different players Wednesday against Tacoma in the 10-7 win. 10 runs, no home runs for Reno. The State Little League Championship starts today. Reno Nationals play Elko at 5:30. Spring Valley and Paso Verde are the other two teams in the tournament at Summerlin. The winner moves on to the regionals in San Bernardino next week. Not the Reno Rodeo, but the first annual Gardnerville Rancher Days this weekend will have rodeo and more at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
In 1858, while running for Senate, Abraham Lincoln became well known for his humor and quick wit. In one particular debate, his opponent, Stephen Douglas, called Lincoln a two-faced man. Unperturbed, but with a sly smile on his face, Lincoln replied, "I'd leave it to my audience. If I had another face to wear, do you think I would wear this one?" The crowd erupted into laughter, and Lincoln won the debate. Abe's quick humor and ability to not take himself too seriously, along with his iron will and honest reputation, took him to the White House just 2 years later. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I leave it to my audience. If excellent service is important to you, and financing options are too, if you expect only the best air conditioning for your home or office, then there's no debate about it. Lincoln wins this one too. Call 359-1985 for an Honest Abe deal or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
If you've got the skills, Chromalloy has the opportunity. A global leader in aerospace manufacturing, Chromalloy in Carson City is hiring quality inspectors, welders, metalworkers, and electronic technicians. Enjoy competitive pay, one of the area's best wage packages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits starting your very first day. Take your career to the next level. Watch for the next Chromalloy job fair or apply now at chromalloy.com. Your future takes flight at Chromalloy.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort, a built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
Northern Nevada, when you've got a company boot voucher, spend it where it matters. Head to Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, locally owned and proud to serve the folks who keep our communities running. You get fit by experts who know the work, know the gear, and know what Nevada Tough really means. Shop with your neighbors, and when you bring in that voucher, we'll thank you with a free $20 gift for supporting local. At Red Wing Shoes Carson City, across from Smith's.
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
Another day of temperatures a little bit above the seasonal average, but the dry air going to see more comfortable conditions by the weekend and low 90s by early next week. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports, personalized service too. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
U.S. measles cases are hitting the highest number recorded in more than three decades.
According to Johns Hopkins University's measles tracker, there have been over 2,295 recorded measles cases this year, just surpassing 2025's total of 2,289. It marks the highest number of measles infections the country has seen since 1990. The U.S. officially eliminated measles in 2000, but measles transmission has persisted for more than 1 year, bringing the nation's elimination status into question. I'm Monica Nelson.
If you like exotic ice cream flavors, today is not your day. Happy Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Today celebrates the king of ice cream flavors, vanilla. It accounts for about 33% of all ice cream orders. Americans eat about 6 pounds of it every year. That's each. The International Dairy Foods Association says vanilla is the number one choice. So today, eat it plain. Cover it in sprinkles. Make a root beer float. Even a la mode some pie. But whatever you do, if given the choice of chocolate fudge sauce, choose yes. I'm Bree Tennis.
I like my vanilla ice cream plain. Thank you very much. And the Grateful Dead announcing details for their next meetup at the movies.
This year's meetup is going to feature the band's 1991 concert at Giant Stadium in New Jersey. The show was part of the Grateful Dead's The Supper Tour of 1991. The 2026 meetup at the movies will hit select theaters worldwide August 8th and 10th. Tickets are on sale now. I'm Mark Mayfield.
12:58 of the news at noon. Jerry, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I hate to tell you this, but I like vanilla.
I love vanilla.
You just said vanilla plain. Is that an oxymoron? Plain vanilla.
No sauce, please.
No sauce. Okay. No sauce, no nuts, no fruit on top. Okay. We got a text from Joe who was a little dumbfounded and asked me if I actually did see a sign above the door at the DMV that says, "Your time means nothing to me." And no, Joe, I was just mentioning that maybe that would be a suggestion of something that they should have above their door. Truth in advertising, so to speak. And that relates to our Nevada DMV. What do you feel? Is it fantastic? No votes for fantastic yet. Did have some good votes, about 13%. But between horrible and bad, about 87% of you think that the Nevada DMV is horrible or bad. And you can still vote at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. You can also listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback welcome on any show, any topic. Just use the little microphone feature. Let us know what you think. Have yourself a great Thursday. We'll see you here for Friday in less than 24 hours.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.